Like
Jimmy
Miller.
That looked like a dandelion.
All right, Carol, I think you're good to go.
Could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Jack, could you read it?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank everyone for this unique meeting style, but I hope we will go through it fine. Could we have approval of the minutes for the June 3rd meeting?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Patty, where are you?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Where do you want me? Speak from your chair, please.
Okay.
All right. Speak loud, please.
I have new funding. It's CARES Act funding that is in three buckets, actually in four buckets, but we're just referring to it as CARES Act funding that is to help us through these difficult fiscal times with COVID. We can spend it through September of 2021. It's our preference to use some of it in 2020 to help some of our contractors get through the danger. The bulk of it, we'd like to reserve for 2021, where we expect we're really going to need it. So the contracts that we want to increase are Faith in Action, the ProAction Program Services, which allows us to increase the caregiver support during the epidemic, since we're not meeting face-to-face with caregivers. Obviously, the nutrition programs are a priority for us, so bumping up Corning Meals, $6,000, and ProAction C1 and C2, which is their nutrition program, $40,000 for 2020. The last one is Steuben Senior Services Fund. We've realized that the whole telemonitoring is becoming even more important with social distancing. So that is an effort to bolster their services for technology. So that leaves the remainder of $165,545 to carry over into 2021. And the last bucket is the Aging and Disabilities Resource Center is $21,612. And we do not need that in 2020, and we'd like to just put that in our next year budget. Aging and Disabilities Resource Center is the New York Connects program. I'll entertain any questions anybody might have.
I'll move it.
I'll second it, but you have a question, Peg.
Yeah.
Is the ProAction, the Meals on Wheels, are those like in proportion to what their contracts are or what they're done
yeah,
for this year?
The base for ProAction for the nutrition program is we start out at about 380,000. We had added 40,000 with the previous stimulus money because they were really underfunded for what they were doing.
Can I speak to, we had a senior nutrition meeting, a couple weeks ago, and they talked about situation with funding and lack of people working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they also were moving to charge, for those who can afford it, instead of $3.50 a meal, $4 a meal, because the last time it was increased was in 2018. So that's going to help as well.
Right. Any other questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I do have a question, sorry. For the money that's carried over to next year, do you already have a plan on what you want to do with it?
We have some ideas, but until we actually sharpen our pencils to do that, we won't know. We know we'll need it, though. Darlene, you have a contract?
I do. Good morning. That's the only agenda item I have this morning. I have new contracts for preschool-related services. Two individuals, Jessica Jin and Abigail Long, both speech-language therapists, and Whitefield Central School District, and all the same pricing as before. And then one, I don't know if you need to take it separately or not. not, but one contract renewal for our biometric screening that we do with county employees every year to continue that contract with Workplace Vitality. That's who we utilized last year, and that's also at the same price point.
Okay, we'll take them separately. We have a motion for the first contract.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
And you would have the second renewal.
Yep, the second one is a renewal. It's not a new contract with Workplace Vitality, Inc. They manage our biometric screening reporting.
You have a motion?
I'll move that.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have a couple things.
Okay.
So I did already mention about the senior nutrition meeting, but one of the things I didn't mention was that there was a, we were hoping to have a new vehicle. So maybe that could be part of what that money's going to next year, because obviously there's no money for it this year. And they stressed that the group has been working with RSVP, the Girl Scouts, et cetera, to help deliver meals, which is building some new relationships. And the other thing I wanted to report on is the opioid committee from the Prevention Coalition. I guess they're coming in August to speak, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So we've been working on an elevator speech for different things, and we've completed the one for pharmacies so that we can, you know, hopefully work with them and doing some good work. Lock boxes, we're working on checking the need for lock boxes. So if anybody needs, knows of anyone that needs a lock box for medication, let us know, because we have some money in our budget to do that. Connie Terry is working on that. We're working with, hoping to work with real estate realtors, because our meeting got canceled because of the virus, but it's coming up again. And we're talking to daycare centers and things to see if they need the lock boxes. And we're applying for a Walmart grant to purchase some of those Dispose RX that I showed you before, the little packets to get rid of the medication. Apparently, they're going like gangbusters and people are using them. So we need to get more, and we don't have the money. So Walmart has the ability, I guess, for a grant. So we're working on that. And they're getting ready for the August meeting.
Any other questions? Patty, I just have one more question. You have a, in your report, you had a backlog for the home care waiting list. 44, are there, it's that going down?
We have 41 on the waiting list right now. It fluctuates. I think that what we saw was during the COVID epidemic, the seniors were really hesitant to have people in their home. So we were continuing to get referrals saying that people had the need, but we had the inability to actually push it through. And part of that is workforce, that is an age-old problem that we have. We do have Comfort Keepers that does just the level one, which is the housekeeping. So we think that that will help ease the burden a little bit, because the majority of the waiting list is for housekeeping support and not the hands-on care. So it's kind of a fluid thing. We're just working at from a lot of different angles to ease that, but I think things are starting to open up where people are feeling a little bit more confident having people in their home.
All right, any other questions? We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Is that a record? 9 8 minutes?
Yeah, pretty quick.